DLCS Digital Learning Hour, brought to you by the Digital Learning and Assessment Department. We're coming to you today from a conference room in Central Office, bringing you the latest news in Springfield Public Schools in regards to technology, along with inspiring interviews from teachers who are using technology in the classroom. I'm your host, Mike Thomas, the Bearded Tech Ed Guy. You can find me out on all the socials at Bearded Tech Ed, my personal website, beardedtecheduy.com, and of course, if you're here in Springfield, you can find me out on the My SPS page under Digital Learning. So as we kick off this new year with the podcast, we are just getting started. We've had a lot of changes happen here at DLA with retirements and people moving around and all of a sudden some other things just happening to become part of digital learning that were not before. We've taken a little bit of time to get our bearings back as we started this new school year. And now that we're a quarter of the way into the school year, we're able to go ahead and get the podcast kicked back off. So thanks for joining us today as it is a little bit different. There is no interview. I'm not doing any book review. But what we are going to do is kind of jump into some of the things that you may have missed for the start of the year. And the first thing I'm going to point out is the 23 tools for 2023. We have a lot of tools in the district, and there's been a lot of training on these tools. So why not get credit for using the tools in your classroom? And that's where the 23 tools for 2023 comes in. Every month there's a drawing. You can win prizes. I've got 3 to 4 desk drawers full of different things I'd love to send out to you through interoffice mail. For those of you outside of the district listening, you can take a look at our 23 tools. It was inspired by some educators down in Georgia a few years ago who shared it in one of the meetings that I was in. And we loved it so much. I loved it so much that I brought it back to everybody here in Springfield, and then we created our own version of it. So I encourage you to go and check it out. It's pretty awesome. 23 tools for 2023. The other thing that I want to point out is we had a number of different blog posts that have gone up. That's one thing we were able to keep going. And I just want to make sure that you are catching them. The first couple that you may have missed was all about Canva and how to use it in your classroom. It is now in Schoology. So I want to make sure that you know that, so that you have access to using it. One of the nice things with it being embedded in Schoology, you can assign students work to it, where students have the ability to log right into it themselves and also creates there. Pretty awesome stuff. One of the other things that you may have missed with the blogs is there was a post all about badging. So just like with the 23 tools, you get badges. In Schoology, you actually have the ability to give your students badges as you are working with them, which is pretty awesome. Everyone loves getting badges. I think back to all the conferences that I've been to. And with those conferences, we get our name tags. And then on those name tags, if you go around to different tables, there's constantly handing out little badges, little ribbons that you can add to the end of your ID. And when you do that, it creates this very long list. People love collecting things. And students also love collecting badges too. They love getting recognized for the things that they are doing. And so inside of Schoology, you do have the ability to not only create, but also hand out badges for your classroom. And upcoming over the next several weeks, we're going to have a whole bunch of updates to the Microsoft tools. And within those updates, there'll be some directions and links and videos on how to do different things. I'm excited to share those posts with you as we're going about our time. With the changes that we've had here in our department, one of the things that we've done a lot of this year with less people is being out at schools. If you are interested in having us at our school, have your principal fill out the form that they got in their email from the CSOs about scheduling a time for us to just be at the school all day to answer any kind of questions that you have. From the times that I've been out at schools over the past month, I've not only helped with the gradebook in Schoology and office tools, but also with the Promethean boards and pretty much other anything else that you may have questions about in regards to using technology and digital learning. So I encourage you to reach out to your principal to take advantage of us being there. A few of the other changes that have happened this year, if you haven't, you've probably noticed this by now, but inside of Schoology is a lot of resources, a lot of our curriculum we have available to users inside of Schoology, and we continue to add things as the year has gone on when we get requests. So if you're interested in seeing what you have, you can always go into a course and then look on the left-hand side or click on add materials to see what's available. For some apps, all you have to do is, once you log into Schoology, is up in the upper center-ish side of the screen, there's four blocks and you can click on and you can see all the apps that are available to you. One of the things that we do at the district level is make sure that everything is accessible and that you don't have to worry about having to do back-end coding to get it all installed. We have lots of resources available, anything from Sora to Nearpod to McGraw-Hill to Amplify. There's logins for it. If there's an account in the district and you have access, then you can go right there. Canva, by the way, you can find inside of any of your classes on the left-hand side for the sign-in. Another thing that we've been trying to do that we've had 3 out of 4 sessions so far is we've hosted some Microsoft-specific trainings that you can come to and learn how to effectively use the tools within your classroom. The other night, I did one on Teams in the classroom. I know what you're thinking. Teams, isn't that a way for us to communicate virtually? Yes, but there's a whole lot more that is embedded into it. We worked on how to use reading progress, which scores students' reading skills through AI, and then how you can add questions on top of that. And then we also worked on something called Search Coach, which is this really awesome tool which helps students learn how to search the internet well. I don't know about you, but anytime I go out to Google and I just type in what I'm looking for, the first 5 or 6 things are for me to buy and not actually what I'm looking for. Well, Search Coach actually teaches you how to search well and also gives you the reliability rating of the sites that you're going to. Really cool tool. I encourage you to check out the training when we do it again in January, or you can always check out the blogs because we'll actually be talking about Search Coach in one of the upcoming blogs. But back to the trainings. One of the things I do want to mention is that you can go out to TeachPoint. You'll see Microsoft specific trainings that we are doing in person at the PD Center from 4:30 to 6. There's one left that comes after Thanksgiving. So after you listen to this podcast, there'll only be one more available before we do them again in January is what we're looking at. So we can continue to use these tools that we have in the district and use them well. And here at Digital Learning, one of the things that we really strive to do is make sure that you can use technology authentically in your classroom, use all the tools well. And so with that, we also have available to you all of our trainings and resources you are enrolled into in Schoology. I know there are some of them are a few years old. We have updated some videos, and as updates happen, they'll get continued to be posted in there. Your admin even have their own training that they are scheduled into. And if you are not in one of the Schoology tools and resources or the admin tech training, make sure that you send us a message here at the office and we will make sure that you get enrolled in it. Another highlight that we have coming up is it's CS Ed Week is coming up rapidly. Keep an eye out from the computer science team on all the different activities that you can be doing in your classroom. It's also one of the 23 tools challenges is if you take part in CS Ed Week and you share it with us. Another great tool. And the last thing that I want to mention here in our getting back into the podcast world is that one of the things that we're exploring this year from our department is the ability to offer esports and what that can look like at your school. One of the things that from conferences I've gone to in the past month that I've really been impressed with is just the curriculum development that has happened with esports and just how much money there is out there for scholarships. So if you work with high school students who like playing video games, there are opportunities out there to get thousands of dollars for college scholarships. As we're exploring it, and one of the things that we need to do is find out if you are interested in it. And if you are, make sure that you send us a message and we can hook you up with the information that we have so far as we start to plan out for the future. So that's all I have to kick off this first podcast. It's a little on the shorter side, I know, but what I do want to encourage you as we have interviews happen and we share them along with the book studies, we are going to be doing another one on called Power Up Your Learning on how to gamify your classroom. Those just keep your eyes out for. We're going to try to be as regular as possible. We know that we've had changes and we're still only 2 people in the digital learning side. So these episodes will be coming as often as they can. But for now, just keep your eyes out. Make sure that you are subscribed to us so that you find out the latest updates as they happen. And I just want to thank you again for taking some time out of your day to listen to us. Hopefully you've got some inspiration or some ideas on where to go to be inspired for the future of your classroom. And with that, I'm Mike Thomas, the Bearded Tech Ed Guy.